Kaya Biz.
Now, in turning our attention to some global news that usually gets a significant amount of attention. That's the World Economic Forum, which will be taking place between the 17th to the 21st of January. And it's really a significant gathering. Some might call it a talk shop, and others might say it's the greatest place to be in order to ensure that there are deals that are brokered, conversations that are held, and of course, perhaps certain agreements that might even be made that then translate into economic activity as well. As political partnerships that are often that transpire. But we're well aware that the World Economic Forum, as well as an organization, does publish several reports which provide some insight into economies, into their comparisons, and most importantly, helping us understand how competitive some of these economies are. But competition also faces a great deal of risk. And recently, the World Economic Forum has published the Global Risks Report, sharing some insight to help us understand how countries like South Africa happen to feature on that list. To help us unpack more about this, we join on the line by the Chief Executive Officer of Marsh Africa, Spiros Fatouris, who joins us on the line to give us some insight. Spiros, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much, Kugulechu. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you so much for your time. I think first things first, Spiros, when we take a look at the World Economic Forum and its Global Risk Report, help us unpack and understand, firstly, what the intention, objective of the report is, and how countries like South Africa are often included there to share some insight on our economic standing.
Okay, perfect. I mean, the report, Marsh & McLennan Companies, sort of in partnership with the World Economic Forum and in partnership with the SK Group and Zurich Insurance Group, really put together this report with some advisors from across some of the top universities in the world. And really, the report looks and tries to understand the risk issues facing the world on a global scale and how those issues are connected with each other. So it's quite critical to understand sort of the interconnectedness of the risk. And what drives the report is a global risk perception survey that's done and conducted with 1,000 risk professionals and 1,000 leaders and business leaders all over the world. Mm. And that creates insight, and that sort of gets a temperature check of what everyone sees and what their perceptions are of the key risk issues over the short term, medium term, and long term. And that really forms the backbone of the report.
That's quite imperative, and I realize, as you say, there's certain risks that many nations might also be affected by and similarities there. Perhaps give us some insight, as you say, Marsh assisting in terms of how this report is actually compiled. Perhaps, I guess, start off with the overview of some of the risks that might be generally affecting a variety of nations.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think the top risks, I think, that we're facing at the moment from a global perspective are really four key risks. It's the climate crisis, growing social divides, heightened cyber risks, and an uneven global economy, an uneven global recovery as the pandemic lingers on. You know, so the survey kind of articulates that I think one in six respondents are optimistic and only one in 10 believe that the global recovery will accelerate. So those are sort of the four key risks, you know, the four top risks. Mm. If you sort of break it down into, you know, short-term, medium-term, and longer-term, I think the biggest risk that is facing our planet at the moment is really environmental and climate change. And that dominates the top four risks from a global perspective in the short-term and the medium-term, and the top five risks in the long term.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, and you're quite right. We're seeing the effects of climate change, right? Just here in South Africa, it's been affecting certain parts of agricultural production and harvesting of tomatoes, if I'm not mistaken, was recently in the headlines. But as you mentioned, these do sound like very broad themes that are often discussed on global stages. And it appears as though, as these risks increase, they weigh heavily on the minds of leaders the world over.
That's right. And I mean, I think the intention of the report is really to articulate these issues and highlight to, you know, government leaders, world leaders, business leaders, how do these things link in together? So again, if you think about, you know, economic stagnation or economic recovery and disparity of that across the world and what that does to, you know, equality on a global scale, equality within a country, you can see how those two issues are linked. And maybe Google it to just to like we spoke about sort of the global risks, but then the respondents have a perception, and what the report highlights is that for South Africa, the top five risks in 2022 is, you know, prolonged economic stagnation, employment and livelihood crisis, state collapse, failure of public infrastructure, and proliferation of illicit activity. So you can see how they're very similar to what's happening in the rest of the world, but we do have some of our own nuances in the country.
Yeah, and that's quite important. And I'm glad perhaps we can also reflect on that as to how South Africa is impacted by some of these threats and if there's some kind of correlation between South Africa and some of its other emerging market counterparts who are also affected by these similar trends.
There's no doubt there's correlation. I mean, you know, we live on a global stage and we're part of the global economy. And I think if we just talk about, you know, like prolonged economic stagnation from a South African perspective, again, we see that from the report as a risk on a global scale. So if you just think about, you know, this pandemic, you know, entering its third year or the third year of the pandemic, so to speak, you know, the divergent rates of economic recovery across the world, you know, that is putting pressure on sort of the social cohesion that we're seeing globally and that sort of erosion of that social cohesion. So, I mean, if you think about what we're seeing in the short term, there's sort of 30 countries in the world, and South Africa is one of those, where we see social cohesion like deteriorating because of the diversities that are coming through in sort of the economic recovery. And I mean, we had a manifestation of that last year, as you're well aware, Google led to. And I think globally, there's an expectation that an additional 51 million people are going to move into living with extreme poverty. And that polarization effect between, I think, you know, between sort of education and income trajectories of different countries, I think has really widened that divergence. I think at a time where, you know, stakeholders should be really working together to grapple real challenges that are facing the planet, like, you know, the climate change, social cohesion. We need greater stakeholder engagement at this point in time.
Very true. If you've just joined us for our conversation, we are speaking to Marsh Africa's Chief Executive Officer, Spiros Fatouris, who's giving us some insight into the most recently published World Economic Forum Global Risk Report for 2022, which essentially provides an overview of some of the overriding concerns globally that are risk factors that many economies are facing. Quick one, just in terms of the COVID-19 hindsight and overview of the report. Livelihood crisis, climate action failure, social cohesion erosion are all just some of the key major themes that feature as part of a long list of themes that economies are looking to struggle with. Spiros, I guess what's also been interesting for many South Africans to witness is that whilst we might have similar threats and risks to our global counterparts, we're well aware that developed economies have very different challenges to emerging markets like South Africa. And that was also recently witnessed at the most recent environmental conversation and event that took place, being the COP event that took place last year, where we saw a very different discourse regarding the approach to coal, renewable energy, and how economies are actually going to position themselves to ensure that they meet the environmental challenges. So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how do economies like South Africa and their other emerging market counterparts who are battling a wide variety of challenges try to make sure that they on par with their developed market economies to address some of these challenges when the scales have been imbalanced between the two of them anyway?
Yeah. Excellent question, Guguletu. I wish I had a simple answer, but I mean, I think you've really highlighted, you know, you've highlighted the key issue. I mean, if you think about what the report highlights, you know, climate change continues to be sort of the gravest risk that faces humanity. You know, even you think about COP26, how many nations came together on that accord, it's still not enough to reduce the temperature by that 1.5 degrees Celsius that we're worried about from a global warming perspective. So, you know, there's engagement, but are we doing enough? And as you think about, you know, 5-10 years down the line, as I've said, environmental is the top five issues. So, you know, you think about, you know, climate action failure, not doing specific actions like now for the future, you know, extreme weather events, biodiversity, water shortage, you know, and then again, how that spills on in terms of all the other risks. So, And then I think you bring in the energy around, the view on sort of environmental sustainability and the dependence many developing countries and economies have on carbon. You know, so you go down the route of decarbonization, what does that do to potentially millions of workers globally, you know? And what does that do to economic volatility? So that's an excellent question. But I think, you know, we have to acknowledge that there has to be different levels and different approaches of decarbonization across the world. And again, I come back to that point where I think that stakeholder, that sort of global stakeholder collaboration is critical. And I think one of the trends we've seen in the global risk report, I mean, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's 9 at 17th year, but for a number of years, there has been, as the risks have become more complex, there has actually been a decrease in multilateral, multi-continent collaboration at a time where we need it the most.
Sure, yeah. That raises a very valid point, right? Because so often we've been talking about globalization, addressing things as a collective, and yet there's certain erosion of those particular levels of partnership. As we close off, though, Spiros, I'm not too sure if you'll be making your way to that far distance to the icy slopes of Davos in Switzerland or joining the conference virtually. But I'm keen to get your thoughts on what will be on the agenda and why it matters to us as South Africans.
Oh, not cracking that invite, Guguletti. I think we've got some. But our global leaders and some of our partners, you know, we do go through to that event. I mean, I think it's critical to shape some of the thinking. I think the issues, as the report highlights, I mean, they will be the topics that will be discussed. And as you've seen by sort of some of the questions, environmental will not be ignored. It is something that needs to be addressed. Social divide is critical. I mean, you know, you can pick up the newspaper, you can watch the TV. You know, the difference between the haves and have-nots on a global scale is something that has to get addressed because the consequences of that are dire. And, you know, you look at unemployment, you then think about cyber and digital, you think what the fourth industrial revolution from an artificial intelligence perspective could potentially do and how that links back again to unemployment. You see how all of these things fit together. So I do think that the big themes that are facing us at the moment from a risk perspective, and if we take that holistic view, obviously countries will have their own agendas and politicians will have their own agendas and, you know, short-term and medium-term. But from a risk perspective, I think as we've highlighted in the beginning, you know, climate change, that social divide, cyber risk, and that uneven global economy, that uneven global recovery will, I think, be the key topics that some leaders will discuss at Davos.
Yep, they certainly do. Not just discuss, but hopefully implement as well, Spiros, because I can imagine a leader like yourself as well witnesses these challenges, engages with many corporates and clients as well with these challenges. But ultimately, we all know what we need to do. It's rolling up our sleeves and implementing that hard work. Thank you very much for your time and contribution this evening, Spiros. Really appreciate it. That's the Chief Executive Officer of Marsh Africa, Spiros Fotouros, who's joined us to tell us more about the World Economic Forum's Global Risk Report for 2022. And you can imagine, there's a wide variety of risks that we're facing, but many themes that are collective and speak to the global narrative. The major challenge, though, is that we can't address them all, and some challenges and risks weigh heavily and differently on different economies. But as South Africa, we know what we need to tackle, which is the stagnation of our economic growth, boosting employment, and of course, just making sure that we eradicate any forms of ongoing corruption in our economy.
Kaya Biz with Guguletti Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.